Good morning and welcome to Friday morning, May the 17th in 2024 on When I Rise. Today we come to the end of year B, the day of Pentecost, and on the Friday of the week, we'd like to take a look at the gospel passage which comes to us from this week from the Revised Common Lectionary and this week of the church's calendar year. And so we find ourselves back in John's gospel, John chapter 15, verses 26 through 27, and then we'll skip ahead to chapter 16, verses 4b to verse 15. So let me read that passage, provide a couple points for reflection, and then we'll spend our time praying along the theme that we find there. Thanks for making us part of your morning on When I Rise. Let's allow our souls to rise and meet God together in a time of prayer. John chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, and then chapter 16, verses 4b to verse 15. When the Helper comes, the one I shall send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will give evidence about me, and you will give evidence as well because you have been with me from the start. I didn't say these things to you from the start because I was with you, but now I'm going to the one who sent me. None of you ask me, well, where are you going? But because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. However, it is the truth that I'm telling you. It's better for you that I should go away. If I didn't go away, you see, the Helper won't come to you. But if I go away, I'll send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be wrong on three accounts: sin, justice, and judgment. In relation to sin, because they don't believe in me. In relation to justice, because I'm going to the Father and you won't see me anymore. In relation to judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. There are many things I still have to say to you, Jesus continued, but you're not yet strong enough to take them. When the Spirit of truth comes, though, he will guide you into all truth. He won't speak on his own account, you see, but he will speak whatever he hears. He will announce to you what is to come. He will glorify me because he will take what belongs to me and will announce it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That's why I said that he should take what is mine and announce it to you. This is the word of God for us. Once again, I continue to apologize. For some reason, the very first segment of the episodes, there's like this crackling and stuff. I thought maybe it was background music, but I've tried other background music. Still the same thing happens. And so I'm continuing to hold my breath as we continue to address what's this podcast going to look like and how I can produce it for the days to come once Spotify makes its big changes. And so stay tuned for that. Hold your breath because we have a wild ride ahead of us. At any rate, we're coming to the end of year B, the day of Pentecost Sunday, and we've been dwelling on this idea of the Spirit for several days now. And what I enjoy about having four Gospels is we see different planes of the diadem of the teaching of the Spirit. And this is something that didn't really dawn on me until I took a class in undergrad called Pneumatology, which is the study of the Holy Spirit, where our teacher began to give us some categories to think about. It does seem like in Luke's gospel and Acts, there's this emphasis on like the signs and wonder or the power dimension or the powerful works of the third person of the Trinity. Paul seems to spend so much time, even though he talks about spiritual gifts in a couple sections of the Pauline corpus, he does talk specifically about how the Spirit helps us get integrated into one body. I mean, for Paul, his big agenda is one diverse body of Christ among all families of the earth. And so how can that be if we're not born in the same family? How are we going to have this love and companionship with one another? Paul's answer is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will make us into the people of God, right? And then we get to John's gospel, and John seems to dwell on the idea of how the Spirit is operating with us in communion with God and how we can know relationally that we've been rescued and saved and redeemed. And so he spends a lot of time on it. And he wants to highlight this in Jesus' upper room discourse, or this is probably getting closer to the part of it where they get to be on the road and he begins to teach them about the Spirit. But I don't know if he sensed this when we were reading this morning, but the disciples' relationship to Jesus is going to change. Jesus had a certain set of terms, certain territory he wanted to cover with them. And then he's covering a lot more ground towards the end of his time with them at this point. But then once he's taken from them, the Spirit will come and then it'll unveil yet another part of what it means to be in relationship with God. And I think what seems to be the most apparent is that for John, the Spirit is going to be the one who reveals things. Now, I want to stress once again that even though Christianity does have revelation within it, where new things are revealed, it's not primarily a religion of revelation, but of redemption, right? So we're not in Christianity to know all the secret stuff, right? Some people are just, you know, they're drawn to that. They're drawn to like unsolved mysteries, and they, you know, kind of go down the rabbit hole of maybe conspiracy theories and all these different things about what the government's not telling us and what religion is not telling us. And so they're looking for revelation, and they love being on like this inner circle. Like we're only a few of us have this information, right? I mean, there's a bit of that in Christianity where insiders, things are revealed to them. But primarily, I think what is the theme of Christianity? It's something that we've heard earlier in John's gospel. When Jesus heals the man born blind, I was once blind, but now I see. Like, that's the heartbeat of Christianity, is that we're being made new, right? And we're going to, you know, we're going to learn some secret stuff along the way. We're going to learn some, you know, priceless truths along the way. I mean, Paul will say that in other parts of the Pauline corpus, where he talks about how, you know, that the Spirit can convey, the deep things of who we are, and the Spirit of God will communicate to us the deep things of God, okay? In the Torah, in Deuteronomy, it says the secret things belong to God, but the revealed things belong to us. So is it a part of us to be people whose stuff's revealed to? Absolutely. But it's just not the headline of what we're getting ourselves into. Nevertheless, Jesus is saying, It's understandable, you know, that his disciples are filled with grief because a big change is going to happen. Like Jesus, like their friend and companion, the one who they've admired, he's going to be taken from them. But Jesus is like the consolation to all that, the opportunity to all that, is that now you're going to enter into a season of revelation where God's going to give the helper, and their helper is going to continue to convey things and announce things to you that you don't know yet. You're going to go on quest after quest, after inquiry, and journey after journey, adventure after adventure, because this companion is going to be with you to the very end, right? So I think it's a bold request, but I think it's an appropriate request that we come to God and say, God, reveal who you are to me and allow me to know who you are. You promised your disciples that they would know things that that you want to continue to say. The things that Jesus knew, that the disciples don't know yet, that those things are going to be conveyed to us. And so very boldly, I approach the throne of grace and ask that you would reveal your heart to me again and again. Now there's like a warning on the label of that request, which is it's probably going to come with a fair bit of challenge and transformation. Like we're not going to be the same people after we start hearing from God this way. But I guess I will say I've met a couple different types of people who look for revelation in their spiritual life. There's a batch that I've met who they think that they've only heard from God if it confirms what they already think, right? So they don't really hear anything new. They just hear it again, and they're excited again, and they're just somehow proud that they have been told this before, or that they're mature in their faith, and so the new thing conveyed to them really isn't new to them. Like it's something that's been conveyed to them before. There's another bucket of people who the things that they hear from God are only things that they wouldn't say, right? Or the things that are not like them, right? And not like anything else anybody else is saying, right? I think those are two extremes that we have to avoid. We should avoid. I think that there are things that God will confirm in us because he's been teaching us all along. And so there are sometimes we just put the puzzle pieces together in the right order. And we're like, oh, that's right. That's been lying in wait in plain sight the whole time, right? So there's some things that are confirmed to us. And then I think there's also some things that should be brand new to us, and that's fine. But it all starts at a request, right? Will you and I have the boldness to pray to God? God, show me the things that you want your people to know. Show me the things that Jesus knows that maybe I don't know yet. Help continue to teach me in the path of righteousness, right? So those things in mind, let's spend some time praying to our God this morning. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I'm overwhelmed. We are overwhelmed by your goodness to us. We thank you that you haven't left us here, but you have promised us great things for the future, and we are not holding our breath until we get there, but we thank you that from now to then, and from here to there, you continue to be with us so dynamically because of the presence of your Spirit in our life. We think that that includes us being able to continue to learn about you and to learn about the life of faith and the plans that you have for the world around us. And so, God, we feel like we've got the license today to ask you to reveal who you are to us. And so that's our prayer today as we close out the week leading up to the day of Pentecost, is to pray that you give us the Spirit once more to fill us with your Holy Spirit, and that you continue to be our teacher. Holy Spirit, that you be with us and be our helper. Help us to hear the Father so that our joy can be complete and so that we can walk in the way of righteousness. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.